And I knew I couldn't play him for more than 30 minutes, so, you know, we didn't warm him up before the game. We actually waited until half-time and then give him 15 minutes, you know, to get warm. And I always thought we were going to create chances for him. And, I mean, it's a brilliant save to stop the header, isn't it, as well? Bloody hell. And he's really been looking forward to it. He's been biting. You know, it's disappointing he couldn't really be involved at Middlesbrough. But I think he will get chances again now. And, you know, he's looking a little bit more like him, like himself. Just got to, you know, just got to look at each game, really. Football's football. I don't know what I'm doing next week. I don't think Charlie does. So it's one of those things. You just have to enjoy the day, really. Give Charlie Austin chances, he'll score. I think it's true to say he's enjoying his training at the moment. You know, and I think the players have responded to the intensity of it, you know. And then, you know, you put the crowd element. I mean, it is a special place, Loftus Road. I know it's only the Championship. But when it gets going like the last 20 minutes, the noise, the decibels lifted. And it's a fabulous arena for the manager, anyhow. I suppose it's when you win it. But I thought it was a good atmosphere today. And they made it. They're fans as well, you know. Even though I thought they should have been warned for saying nasty things about me. And I thought they should have got a yellow card. The last 5 minutes, I thought that epitomised the performance, really, because I don't think we ever panicked. I think the two centre-halves were as good as I've seen at this level. The full-backs did well. And the two in midfield, I mean, we give Sandro a round of applause in the dressing room because he lasted 90 minutes, which is a unique situation for us all. I thought him and Ali were fabulous. So it's been a good afternoon. Junior and Matty caused problems. And the main thing was getting the win, really, because they did well at Middlesbrough. Could have won at Middlesbrough. And really gutted for them, travelling all that way, and the fans to lose in such a disappointing way, really. But now we can, you know, look forward to Thursday night at Reading.
Will you be around for that?
That I don't know. Can't tell you. Hope so. Reading, it's a nice club and a good arena. I usually get quite a nice welcome there as well. So it promises to be a good evening.
Can you put any meat on the bones about this?
No, nothing. No, I'm not involved in the process or anything. You know, I'm sure when they've got something to tell you, they will do. All I'm concentrating on is getting the best out of what I've got and trying to keep getting mixed, you know, trying to put the smiles back and the enjoyment back. You know, I love oohs and ahs, and I thought there was quite a lot of that today. I thought it was quite, we played some good football at times, just missing that goal, and, you know, two lads come on and did well. No, I think they're obviously got, you know, they've got their own way, people that be, and so be it. You know, what I did say is if they wanted my advice or help, that I would give it them. Because Championships, it's a unique league, I think, the Championship. It's not like any other league, so it's not an easy one for a manager. It's a hard league, so they'll have to take quite a lot into consideration when they come up with their appointment. But I'm sure they'll, you know, it's a great club. I'm sure there's a lot of people who want it.